Springfield Contemporary Theater at SCT Center Stage presents Stephen Sondheim's Assassins, opening tonight and running through October 2nd. And Gretchen Teague, I guess, is directing the production.
She is.
And
she has.
She has. Mm-hmm. And it's her work is done by this point, I would say. With me this morning are Rick Dines and Seth Dillon Hunt. Rick is playing John Wilkes Booth.
I am. And
Seth is playing both the Balladeer and Lee Harvey Oswald. Oh, man.
Gotcha.
Okay. Sondheim's show won many Tony Awards, and it's such a strange concept for a stage musical.
It is, but it's a very conceptual show, but at the same time, what he and John Wideman have done is, I just think, really brilliant. It's surprisingly funny and very funny.
Yes.
They kind of tell the story of each of them independently throughout the evening interwoven, but at the same time, they've kind of broken down history and let these people coexist in a world together where they can interact and
compare notes, perhaps.
Yeah, to a degree. It's a very interesting piece about American culture and our fixation and obsession with celebrity and violence and where those meet. And
well, the assassins we're talking about are the nine individuals who either attempted or were successful in assassinating presidents of the United States.
The nine best known.
Yeah, the nine best known.
There were more than the nine.
Right. But the nine best known ones. Now, is John Hinckley included?
He is
indeed.
He's historically the final.
The show was actually written in 92. First premiered off Broadway in 92.
Right.
So, yeah, he's the last one historically in the piece.
Of course, very interesting.
And Booth's
He's very much, yes, Booth is the first. But, of course, Hinckley is so much in the news now because he's been released from the hospital.
Yes.
Just in time for the show.
That means we still have three alive and out and about.
Let's see. Who is alive now? Who?
Squeaky Frome's still alive.
Right.
And she's out.
Sarah
Jane Moore is alive and out.
And he tried to assassinate...
Sarah Jane Moore and Squeaky both tried to assassinate
Ford. Okay.
Within 7 or 8 days of each other. Completely independently. Only two female assassins.
Yeah.
And they were the same president within a week and a half.
And both quite unsuccessful.
All right. Even Sondheim, it must have been a challenge to write a musical on a subject like this.
Yes, and I think it fits his twisted sense of humor perfectly.
Yes.
One of my favorite attributes about the show is it asks the audience to think and ask some questions about their patriotism. What kind of American are you? What kind of Americans are these people that they were led into this way of thinking, and this was the only way out for them was to take a shot at the president or to kill the president? So I think it asks some very interesting questions. John Wideman's book has a lot of philosophy and a lot of questions asked in it, as well as Sondheim as well.
And at the same time, it's probably Sondheim's most hummable score, maybe since Forum, that he possibly ever wrote. It is really based, because we're covering about 140 years of American history,
yeah,
it's really based in popular American music.
So
there is that Stephen Foster song, and there is that Barbershop Quartet song, and there is Azusa March, and all those kind of iconic Americana music styles appear in the show.
But what do we learn about the would-be or successful presidential assassins themselves?
They're Americans. The simplest thing. But what we learn is that they're Americans, just like you and me.
And what I think when we keep talking about how topical the show feels now, even to when it was written in 92.
Well, you're doing it during election season,
not just
too,
because it's election year, yeah, not just because Hinckley was just released, but just this idea of patriotism at extreme ends of the political spectrum, and that's you know, something that's very relevant and very topical.
Oh, very much so right now.
And so yeah, I think it's a beautiful piece. So excited to see it with an audience.
I saw Sondheim speak in Tulsa, and he said that this was the score that he felt best came out of his head and onto the page exactly the way he heard it in his head. So if nothing else, come hear the score.
And Alex Huff, of course, is your music director. Mm-hmm. And
it's the largest orchestra we've had since our last Sondheim, which was Sweeney Todd 8 years ago. Mm. So it's... And we have a lot smaller space than we had to cram them into 8 years ago. So,
I was going to say.
So it's a goodly amount of musicians.
Vandervoort Theater wasn't that large, but your space now is even more cozy.
Exactly. So
who else is in the cast?
Wow, we got a great Springfield cast.
It's a cast of 14, so it goes on. I mean, the assassins themselves are Seth and myself and David DePriest, Sean Teague, Savannah Gibbons, Eric Eichenberger, Jonas Scott, Derek Jarvis, and Mallory Magi. And then the supporting team there, Tim Caldwell, Kyle Rickman, Sarah Coleman, Kristen Farr, and we introduced to audiences our little 9-year-old Luke Hammack. So
I am very impressed. He had not one sheet of notes in front of him and came up with all the names. Off the top of your head. I like that.
I have to do it geographically. That sounds strange. But
geographically.
Well, all the assassins kind of live on stage for the whole show, so I could go end to end. Once I got through the 9 assassins, the supporting cast, I could get pretty quick.
Well, if you'd like, maybe give us a little character sketch of how you see John Wilkes Booth and how you see Lee Oswald.
It's interesting approaching Booth as he was through the bulk of his life, a Shakespearean actor, and was an actor. So that's kind of nice as an actor to get to approach him that way first to
sure.
a degree. And an actor just, I mean, of course, this is my perspective on the research I've done. I think he's probably the most politically minded of the lot, and politically motivated. You know, it was right at the end of the Civil War, and he was a Southern sympathizer, and arguably a lot of Lincoln's tactics through the war were deemed unconstitutional by a lot of people at that period, and he was a very unpopular. He was often unpopular in a lot of circles.
Yes.
And Booth's legacy and his legacy are so tied together because he became such an iconic popular American president. Something because of his martyrdom in Booth killing him. And so their legacies are very tied together in that regard.
Well, you could say that about Kennedy and Oswald.
And Oswald as well. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, specifically for my role in what we're doing, the Balladeer and Lee Harvey Oswald are usually played by two different people. In this production, I'm playing them as one. So I've taken it in a completely different direction. I don't think about portraying, quote, Lee Harvey Oswald as he was.
And, you know, the thing is, we have all that video footage from the live coverage in 1963.
You can watch him being walked. You can watch him being
killed by Jack Ruby.
Yeah. There's so much coverage that everyone has this image in their head. So I thought, what if I took the Balladeer, and the Balladeer sort of throws off these offhanded comments and sort of neatly wraps every assassin's stories a little too neat. And so then the assassins say, what about you? Why don't you try it? Why don't you put the shoes on and see how they fit?
Right. So it must be interesting to try to mix and combine those two characters.
Yes, it is. And I look at Lee Harvey Oswald, and this is how I feel about the show. I look at Lee Harvey Oswald as anybody. In the scene the other night, I heard Rick say Lee Harvey Oswald, but I heard insert name here. You could be anybody. Mm. You could be anybody and pushed to these extremes. But everybody has a right to their dreams.
All right. Assassins will be performed starting tonight and running through October 2nd. Performances will be Fridays and Saturday nights at 7:30, Sundays at 2 p.m. at SCT Center Stage, the corner of Jefferson and Pershing on the first floor of the building in downtown Springfield in Wilhoit Plaza. And tickets are available at 831-8001 or SpringfieldContemporaryTheater.org. So it'll be a exciting 3-week run of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's a very interesting show in such an intimate environment.
Yes.
I just think what it brings to this piece is great.
Yes. I think the environment's half of our production, yeah. The way we've staged it and the way it feels.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. That is Seth Dillon Hunt, who is both the balladeer and Lee Harvey Oswald, and Richard Dines, who is John Wilkes Booth. Did you design sets as well for the show this time?
Set and sound. Yes,
and sound.
I did, Randy. Thank
all
you.
Right.
I thought I'd... That's why I need some rest.
But you ain't going to get any because you got to do the show. Assassins, the award-winning, multiple Tony-winning musical by Stephen Sondheim at SCT Center Stage. Opening tonight, 831-08001, 831-8001, or springfieldcontemporarytheater.org. Gentlemen, thanks for being here.
Appreciate
it. Thank you,
Randy.
All right. Have fun with the show.